Ryanair and Aer Lingus have secured High Court permission to bring challenges against the decision to limit passenger numbers in Dublin Airport. The Irish Aviation Authority is imposing a cap of just over 14.4 million passengers from the end of October to next March. Residents are opposed to further expansion at the airport, particularly nighttime flights and increasing noise pollution. Ryanair say it could lose over a million seats. Travel journalist and editor of Travel Extra, Owen Corry, is with us. Morning, Owen. So what now?
Well, it's the start of a process, what happened yesterday. We will be seeing the major airlines going into court to challenge the IAA policing of planning cap. The history of the planning cap is that it was put in place in 2006 because of concerns about ground transportation to the airport, the M50, and that's what the airlines will be arguing, that we need an expedited process to get that planning, the number of the passenger cap, which is on the airport, lifted, or we will be facing problems for passengers through the winter.
Is there any possibility the cap could be dropped by the Irish Aviation Authority?
Well, the process of dropping it is a little bit more complicated than the IAA just saying so. It's a board planola condition on the planning for the building of Terminal 2 imposed back in 2006 when 32 million seemed a long way away. What is interesting is that it's quite unusual. It's the only airport in Europe to have a cap like this. But it's what is unusual is that the IAA moved to police that by imposing the winter limit on seats. Didn't cause a huge amount of problems for the summer of 2004, but it's already creating problems for the slots that the airlines are looking for, and they are saying that it is going to push down the supply of seats and push up prices. They're just implementing the board planola condition, and it'll have to come back to politicians to make any change on that, because if the planning process is allowed to proceed at the pace the planning process tends to proceed, we could be tied up with this for another 4 years.
Could the regional airports instead take on more passengers? Why does it have to be Dublin?
It has to be Dublin because Dublin's where the connections are and the number and the population is, the base population is. There is very ambitious expansion plans for both for Cork, Shannon and Belfast. Belfast was also looking for some of the flights that couldn't come into Dublin because it's the obvious candidate. But what I've seen is that the airlines that were coming into Dublin or planning to come into Dublin are not going to any of the other Irish airports. They tend to go to Manchester. Edinburgh, we're also looking for quite a few of them, but Manchester is where the bulk of the growth seems to be going.
Separately, Owen, a result expected today in the ballot of pilots at Aer Lingus on the Labour Court pay deal. How do you think it's going to go?
It's pretty certain, absolutely certain. The only question is what the proportion will be. It'll be in the 90s that they will accept. The acceptance is almost a foregone conclusion. The IALPA pilots are very loyal. They follow what their executive does. And we've had a fairly clever solution brought in by the Labour Court, which proposes a pay increase, which totals about 18%. Loads of issues, loads of clever ways that was done, like moving the 3-year cycle to a 4-year cycle. And I would be, everybody expects the pilots to accept. Since Wednesday, it's been business as normal back for Aer Lingus. The flights, there have been no cancellations. And we can expect, I think, you know, this is a 4-year pay agreement. We can expect this to set the tone for pay agreements to come. I'd be very surprised if we're back in the situation we were last summer for many, many years to come.
And have airlines returned to normal after last Friday's global IT outage?
The last of the cancellations are still around. The big problem is that when your flight is cancelled, you don't actually get the priority. You don't get the first seat on the next flight. You tend to be put on a waiting list for that. So at a very, very busy time, particularly the American airlines had big problems clearing, getting all their passengers through the system. Dublin did really well. We had a total of 3 cancellations. We lost to Berlin, an Amsterdam and a Stansted, I think, and there was a separate Antalya cancellation. So the passengers, the Irish passengers, have been fairly were sorted out within 24 hours around the world. A lot of a little bit of a hangover, but the, and a lot of concern as to what plan there is if this happens again, which is everybody is saying is a high likelihood.
Owen Carney, editor of Travel Extra, thank you for speaking with us again this morning.